Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Arnold Matsuhura in memory of Mrs. Thelma Ando. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Steve Lowes, Chair of the Hopa Honganji Mission of Hawaii Green Honganji Initiative. Good morning, Mr. Lowes.
Let's begin today by putting our hands together in Gassho and reciting the three treasures. I go to the Buddha for guidance. I go to the Dharma for guidance. I go to the Sangha for guidance. Namo Amida Buddha. Good morning, everybody. And I hope this morning finds you well within the compassionate light of Amida Buddha. My name is Steve Lowes. I'm a member of Hawaii Betsuan, where I'm Secretary of the Board and Chair of the Social Concerns Committee. I'm also Chair of the Kyodan Green Honganji Committee, and I'm here this morning to share some thoughts with you about Buddhism and environmental harmony. I want to start this morning with a parable borrowed from Reverend Dr. Kenneth Tanaka's course last year on Shin Buddhism, the story of the sailor who falls overboard in the middle of the ocean. His situation is very real and dangerous, and wishful thinking does him no good at all. He has one immediate choice. Does he prefer to live a while longer, or is he content to drown now? Choosing to live and going to his experience for guidance, he knows that some actions with his arms and legs will waste his energy and drag him down, while other actions will conserve his energy and keep his head above water. As he practices the right actions to stay afloat, he discovers that if he fights the ocean as an enemy, he will exhaust himself with wasted effort, and the ocean likely will drown him. But if he works in harmony with the ocean, interdepending on it as an ally, the ocean will sustain him, and without wasting effort, he will float indefinitely. I suggest that this parable of the sailor in the midst of the ocean is a good analogy for our situation in the midst of our environment. Like the sailor, our situation is real and dangerous. Wishful thinking is of no use, and we have one urgent choice to make. Do we prefer to sustain ourselves a while, or are we content to slide deeper into environmental crises? Choosing to sustain a while, we go to the Dharma for guidance, and Buddhist teachings of interdependence and respect for cause and effect inform us that self-actions will waste our resources and deepen our suffering, while interdependent actions will conserve our resources and sustain us for a while. Going to the Dharma for guidance, we understand that we interdepend with the environment for everything, including stable climate, public health, clean air and water, energy, fertile soil, healthy food, all our land and sea resources, and the biodiversity that underlies sustainability itself. We are totally interdependent with the environments that we abuse, as well as with the environments that we protect. We also understand that our own greed, anger, and ignorance are the primary causes of the environmental crises that in turn cause us so much social, economic, political, and spiritual suffering. We do this to ourselves. Like the sailor in the midst of the ocean, who knows that if he wants to live, then the ocean is his friend, not his enemy, we understand that our environment is not an adversary to be conquered, but an ally to be embraced and gratefully protected, so it might bear witness to the Dharma guidance that inspires us to live sustainably in harmony with each other and with this planet Earth. As we go to the Dharma for guidance to live in harmony with our environment, we commit to the following. 1. Understanding the inherently interdependent, inclusive nature of Buddhism, such that Dharma provides guidance for a variety of options rather than specific injunctions for specific issues. 2. Transforming environmental actions by first transforming our environmental thinking, as Buddha tells us that our actions follow our thinking. 3. Teaching clean, healthy, sustainable environments as a basic human right. Acting effectively. 4. Acting effectively, always informed by cause-effect and scientific best practices. And 5. Supporting sustainable societies based on social, economic, environmental equity, universal human rights, respect for nature and for future generations, and a culture of peace. Now, I want to challenge us today with this thought. Our challenge is to do 2 seemingly contradictory things at the same time. First, what we do to the environment, we do to ourselves. So let's relax into harmony with the environment as we would relax into the company of each other and with ourselves. Second, let's feel a sense of urgency about relaxing into this harmony. After all, the environmental clock is ticking. Can we relax urgently? That is the challenge. Can we relax urgently? I think we can. At least, I think we should have fun trying. Speaking of fun, let's play a game. Try this with your next environmental teaching moment or environmental gathering. Try this game. Name something that we do not interdepend on the environment for, whether directly or indirectly. Now remember, we've mentioned climate, health, air and water, energy, soil, food, land and sea resources, and biodiversity. Can you think of something, anything, that we do not interdepend on the environment for? I've tried. I can't do it. If you can, please let me know. It might change my story here. Now, before we go, let me share a few thoughts about specific things that our temples can do. First thought, we have many gardeners among us, and our temples use a lot of flowers and food. How about growing flowers and food for our temples to use? There are also composters among us. Pass the leftover flowers and food to the compost people, who return rich compost back to the gardeners. In this way, we create our own circular recycling economies at the temple level, where, as everybody knows, the real work of Buddhism is done. If we're going to green the Hongwanji, temples will be the leaders. Second thought, I suggest that it's almost as easy to organize district-level actions as it is to organize temple-level actions. We've discovered in Honolulu District that when a temple organizes a field trip or other green event, all we have to do is invite other temples to organize their own carpools to the event. In effect, we share the organizing among ourselves. And in this way, temples themselves can build green Hongguanji at the district level. It's fun. It's effective. Third thought. Our Hongguanji temples necessarily are focused on membership and finance right now. Green practices need to support successful membership and finance strategies, not be separate from them or compete with them for resources. For example, green practices can help attract and retain membership. While green investment strategies are easily crafted, and temples routinely experience savings due to green practices. In these ways, Dharma-guided environmental harmony helps to keep our sanghas healthy, our temples viable, and Buddhism relevant and effective in the world today. Okay, thank you for this opportunity to share a few thoughts on Buddhism and environmental harmony. And may the rest of your weekend be enjoyable within the guiding light of Amida's compassion. Please join me in putting our hands together in Gassho and reciting the Nimbutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihongganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 30th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Koki Atchison of Hawaii Betsuin. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Arnold Matsuda, and our speaker, Mr. Steve Lowes. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Bishop Tatsuya Aoki, Bishop of the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temple of Kami. Namo Amida Butsu.
I say no.